program of the United States Treasury featuring Jack Smith, Brett Morrison, and the Treasury Orchestra under the direction of David Brookman. Buy bonds and more bonds. Let's all back the attack. Buy more than before.
How do you do? This is Brett Morrison. To most of us, the name of Buffalo Bill brings out memories of a man with a head of long hair, a white mustache and goatee, riding around the ring of a Wild West show, waving his hat. Well, that certainly was Buffalo Bill Cody in his later years, but he was more than that. He had fought Indians and fought them well. When the fight was over, no man dealt more fairly with them. We salute Buffalo Bill today as a scout, a friend of the Indian, and an American.
As I was a-walking one morning for pleasure, I spied a cowpuncher all riding alone. His hat was thrown back and his spurs was a-jingling, and as he approached, he was singing this song. Hoopie-tie-i-o, get along, little doggies, it's your misfortune and all of my own. Hoopie-tie-i-o, get along, little doggies, you know that Wyoming will be your new home. It's early in spring that we round up the dogies. We mark them and brand them and bob off their tails. We round up our horses, load up the chuck wagon, and then throw the dogies out onto the trail. Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, little dogies. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, little dogies. You know that Wyoming will be your new home. Some boys go off the trail for pleasure, but that's where they get the most awfully wrong. For you haven't no idea the trouble they give us while we go driving them along. Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, little dogies, it's your misfortune and not a mile. Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, little dogies, you know that Wyoming will be your new home.
It is almost 100 years since William Cody was born in Scott County, Iowa. In his day, Indians were everywhere, and the expansion westward was a driving force in the lives of many millions. Kansas was then a place stirring with new life and violent dangers. When Bill was 11, his father decided to pick a claim within that dark and bloody territory. He was a free soiler, in a day when the settlement of Kansas was a bitter battle between the free soilers and the pro-slavery men. Bleeding Kansas was what men called the place. During the month of June 1856, the father and son had sold some wood to the fort and were returning when a mob of drunken rowdies stopped them. They forced the father to mount a box and declare his stand on slavery. Not satisfied with his answer, they dragged him off the box and plunged a knife into the man's back while the boy caught his father as he fell back. These were the days that formed Buffalo Bill, days of violence that became years of warfare, a frontier filled with hates and wild terrors. For a boy, it was learn how to shoot straight first and write well second. At 11 years of age, Bill faced the problem of life in a rough and tumble world that never again went without a loaded gun at his side. The Wild West show was on, and it was played in dead earnest. Even the song the frontiersmen sang were mirrors of the lives they led, such as Cowboy's Lament, now sung by Jack Smith.
As I walked out in the streets of Laredo, as I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a poor cowboy wrapped up in white linen, wrapped up in white linen, as cold as the clay. Oh, come slowly and play the fife lowly and play the dead march as you carry me along. Take me to the green valley, there lay the sod o'er me, for I'm a young cowboy, I know I've done wrong.
The war years between 1861 and 1865 contain the names of mighty battles fought in the areas east of the Mississippi. Yet the entire West surged with the contest. Generals of honored fame led troops through this hotly contested arena. Sherman, Jeb Stuart, Forrest, Sheridan, Custer. And as a scout for federal troops, Bill Cody knew them all. He had by that time traveled wildly through the region and was a veteran of the incessant conflict between the good and bad elements of the West. He was cast in a leading role with Custer's outfit, but owing to a military assignment, he was unable to appear in the last act of Custer's tragedy, which ended at the Battle of Little Bighorn. He was a part of the expedition which set out to capture the Indian chief, Sitting Bull. As a scout, he rode ahead of the detachment and fought a hand-to-hand duel with the first Sioux Indian he came upon, killing him and holding up his scalp to the arriving soldiers. "The first scalp for Custer," he cried. Buffalo Bill Cody, as an actor in history, was no matinee idol, but a man of courage and daring.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Oh, give me a land where the bright diamond sand flows leisurely down the stream, where the graceful white swan gliding along like a maid in a heavenly dream, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
After 300 years, the final surrender of the North American Indian to the United States government was made to Lieutenant General Miles. Bill Cody was present at the ceremony. The days of Indian fighting was done. Cody now took up another battle, one which he never ceased so long as he lived. The battle to help the Indian get a square deal. When his Wild West show was touring and he was called upon to speak, his words carried the one message: the Indian makes a good citizen, a good farmer, and a good soldier. He said it everywhere to everybody, unafraid of men because of their power or their politics. As a showman, Buffalo Bill Cody toured both America and Europe, meeting kings and queens and princes. A picturesque old man then, yet something remaining of the lad who had been a Pony Express rider, a pathfinder, a warrior, a counselor, and a treaty maker. So we salute today the man who never ceased being a fighter for the right as he saw it, Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman.
I'm a roving cowboy, far away from home, far from the prairie where I used to roam, where the dogies wander and the wind blows free. Oh, my heart is yonder on the lone prairie,
Oh, carry me back to the lone prairie, where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free. And when I die, you can bury me 'neath the western sky on the lone prairie. Give me back my saddle, give me back my gun, give me back that bronco that I used to run. Let me spread my blanket by a peaceful stream, hear the cowboys singing by the campfire's gleam. Oh, carry me back to the lone prairie, where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free. And when I die, you can bury me 'neath the western sky on the lone prairie.
In many ways, Buffalo Bill Cody was typical of the spirit of America, a spirit of courage and integrity which will never die. And right now, our fighting men overseas are proving their matchless heroism with the same spirit. What are we doing here at home in this hour which decides the fate of the world? Are we standing behind a fifth war loan drive with every dollar we can scrape together? If not, we're failing our men. We're failing America. For this is the zero hour, and our part is to lend our fighting dollars. The goal is $6 billion from individuals alone. That means you've got to dig down deeper than ever before. You are asked to double the war bonds you bought in the last drive. If it means a sacrifice, make it in this hour of your country's greatest need. Back the attack. Buy double the war bonds you bought before. The United States Treasury thanks Jack Smith and Brett Morrison, who appeared on this especially transcribed program. The Treasury Salute was written by Forrest Barnes and directed by Paul Lewis. The music was conducted by David Brookman. This is Vincent Connolly speaking.